The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
Good Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Kalen Jones from The Ringer in Los Angeles. Kalen does terrific work around the National Football League. We want the closer, deep dive look on Rams, Cardinals. We really start to get into it today as we get towards Monday night and the wild card game with the Cardinals and Rams. We'll also go through some of the other playoff work. Kalen wrote a great deep dive on Tampa Bay and what's going on there with all the injuries and Tom Brady's ability or inability to be able to repeat at 44 years of age. So we'll have Kalen Jones with us. Always good to catch up with Kalen. Opening comments are brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We do appreciate their support. It's a busy day already. You know, our platforms on the high school and college level, there's already been a big story on the high school level that people are going to if you're in that space. High school football coach over Desert Vista walked away this morning. On the college space, one of the top Arizona players in the transfer portal is making his commitment even as we're speaking. Jordan Hamm's going to work on that. Eric Sorensen's putting something together on his notebook on what happened at Desert Vista earlier today and some other coaching news on that platform. And I'm going to sit here and chop it up on the pro front. So we got it all covered. Just head over to the website, check it out, sports360az.com. Cooper Kupp, let's start there. So I really believe when you look at Monday night's game, the focus today is Matthew Stafford. If Matthew Stafford gags, if Matthew Stafford throws a couple of picks, then everything the Rams did in getting Matthew Stafford this offseason was a complete waste of time, gave up way too many assets. He can't win. He couldn't win in Detroit. But Matthew Stafford wins on Monday night. They get a step closer. From my view, the Matthew Stafford deal is this. Pretty simple. If he doesn't take them to the Super Bowl's in L.A., then it was a waste. The pressure is really on Matthew Stafford to show that he can compete in the big games. Early in the season, he was great. Late in the season, not so much. But Cooper Kupp has been great all season long. I don't know what it is about Cooper Kupp. You know, you look at Cooper Kupp, this is a third-round draft pick. Someone that supposedly was undersized, ran a 4.6 the 40, just wasn't quick enough. And all he's done is gone out and basically been the dark horse MVP candidate this year in the NFL. You can argue with me all you want, but he is. He's not going to win it, but he's somewhere in the top 10, maybe closer to 10 than to 5, somewhere in that range, all right? But he's still a hell of a talent. And with the Cardinals' inability to slow down the run, Rashad Penny torched them last week. Seattle averaged almost 6 yards a carry. It's been a problem for the Cardinals this season. The idea that if J.J. Watt comes back, all of a sudden that is cured, I'm skeptical on that front. I am. There is a path for the Cardinals to win this game, and it is ball control. It's ball control. So I do believe that the Cardinals can hang on to the football and do a 12 to 13 play drive against the Rams defense by simply being able to get something out of James Conner and Chase Edmonds at running back for them. They may not be at 100%, but if you're able to run the football and just go through those long drives, if you try to get into a scoring fest with the Rams, in my opinion, now you'll say, well, the Cardinals were scoring. Yeah, they were scoring a whole bunch of points, but they're not now. And it's playoff football. Playoffs, different deal. It's not like the regular season. There's some stuff you can take from the regular season, and then there's others. But I know this to be true about playoffs. For the most part, if you're going to compete, they're going to be low-scoring games. I can't see either team, famous last words, and Iron Man Jared Nielsen is rolling on this, I cannot see a blowout. I can't. I can't see the Cardinals defense being able to contain the Rams, even though the Rams are bringing Cam Akers back and Sony Michel. I can't see the Rams getting up and down the field. I can see the Rams in a scoring fest with Cooper Kupp having a big day. If Cooper Kupp has a big day, I think the Cardinals are in trouble. You can't say, well, if they give him 13 catches and they shut the Rams down running the football, Rams or the Cardinals defense has not shown the ability to be able to shut someone down running the football. So if you're able to control Cooper Kupp, I think on the Cardinals' defensive side of the football, it gives – well, now, what is control? Is it 7 catches? Is it 5 catches? Are you going to say, no, we're fine with him getting his 100 yards, but we believe the rest of the offense isn't much? So big picture on this, the pressure is really on Matthew Stafford. The Cardinals, even if they don't win this game, are going to say, hey, we made the playoffs this year, which for them is something because they haven't done it in years past. So, yeah, there's some excitement about that. There are tickets that are available for this game. They're not that expensive. There's been a push online by some fans to say, hey, let's go own the stadium in Los Angeles. Knock yourselves out. Rent buses. Do the whole 10 yards. Get excited about it. I have a nice, warm place that I'll be watching the game at. The nice clean bathroom, nice drinks, and a big cigar, and, you know, we'll have fun with it. Do I think the Cardinals can win the game? Sure. A lot of people have been sending me, you know, you're not being positive enough. It's the way the gig goes, guys. Okay, I can't sit here and do pom-poms, red and white, and say, go team. No, they have enough talent to do so. I'm really concerned about their ability to stop the run, and conversely, if the Cardinals can't run the football and Kyler's running for his life, it's not going to be a good day. Because the intensity in the playoffs is just different. It is. The whole weekend is even Vegas at Cincy I'm interested to watch. Sometimes when playoffs come around, it's eh. But I'll watch. Like, Vegas at Cincy, the Joe Burrow show is about as good as it's going to get for me with a young quarterback. I've got Kyler here to watch, but I think Joe Burrow's terrific. I like watching him play. I think Tom Brady trying to win without having anybody really left at wide receiver and all the injuries that they've had at 44 years of age would be a terrific story. You know, the 49ers with Garoppolo banged up going to Dallas just because the Cowboy fans are so sure of themselves and so confident and so arrogant. It would be fun to watch the 49ers win and just have a bunch of broken ankles on the I-10 of Cowboy fans. You know, Pittsburgh, Ben's like, yeah, we can't win the game. I don't know why we're even going. It's a waste of jet fuel. I'm paraphrasing, obviously. And has Kansas City figured it out? Is Kansas City going to rally back? Are they going to come together? Is this it for Ben? Somewhere there's going to be that game that where none of us were like, I didn't expect to see this. It's like the Patriots in Buffalo. This is the third time they've played in 40 days. Three times. I can't see that being anything more or less than 13-10. Something like that. 17-13. Something along those lines. So, yeah, I'm really interested and excited. We'll talk with Kalen Jones shortly on all things around the NFL playoffs. So the Suns are playing at Indiana tomorrow night. It's another game that they should win. I liked what Chris Paul said after their game at Toronto on Tuesday night, that they're trying to get Monty and the coaching staff over to the All-Star game. There's certain things that during the course of a long-ass regular season, certain benchmarks, Christmas Day is one of those, obviously the All-Star game, then they have the trade deadline, and then teams start to pick it up a little bit, and then things really get serious around the third week in March to the playoffs, and then the playoff run starts. We're about another month away of games just being games, where people make big, overarching judgments, and it's these guys aren't really playing the number of minutes they're going to play. Benches aren't being shortened, all that stuff. Regular season is too long in the NBA. But, you know, so you find things like the mascot by Devin Booker being told to move. Okay, fine story in January. The overreaction, total overreaction, after the Suns lost to Miami, where it's these guys have been on COVID. They haven't been together. You know, let's not jump too far through it. Indiana, Sabonis is a nice player. Game they should win. Most games, most nights, the Suns should just simply show up and win. Play hard, play smart, have fun. When Chris Paul went out of his way to, someone was asking him about the meaning of going to another All-Star game, he handled it the right way. What's he going to say? Oh, I don't think it's any good. So he turned around and said, we want our coaches to be there. I thought that was really cool. I wish I had some college basketball to tell you about. I'm hopeful that tonight UCLA plays in the Pac-12. It sounds like Arizona State's going to be playing and U of A is going to be playing this weekend. Sounds like it, but that could be canceled like that. Same with GCU. So can't really go down that path. On the college football front, Chubba Purdy finished his visit at Oklahoma, former Perry star quarterback who's in the portal. Neither U of A or ASU reached out to him in any way, shape, or form. No matter what they say, they didn't. But Oklahoma did. So he must be okay. Must be all right. He was at Oklahoma yesterday. Today he's traveling to Nebraska. He'll visit the Cornhuskers over the weekend. Cade Bennett, top lineman at Notre Dame Prep, highly regarded. ASU finished number two to Cade Bennett. He said, I think I'm going to go Oklahoma State. Cade put his name in the portal less than a week ago. Cade is going to commit today, and he's not committing to Arizona State. And he didn't visit. And they'll say, he wasn't our model or whatever. It's just like, come on. Okay, whatever, guys. So he's going to commit later today, and Jordan Hamm will have that story on his commitment. And we're getting photos of it right now. So that's going on too. All right, Kalen Jones from The Ringer is next. Oh, by the way, today baseball is forgettable, but today there is a collective bargaining agreement. I know most of you don't care. Most of you just want to get your bets down on the playoff games in the NFL. I get it, but it would be nice to see some progress today. Both sides, Rob Manfred and Tony Clark, are negotiating in the players' union and the owners for Major League Baseball today. We'll see if there's some progress made. All right, we're back with more after this timeout. All right, let's take a minute here to talk about DraftKings. This is important, guys. The football season is rolling on. New users can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets if your team wins this week, thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Really happy to have them on board. Here's how to claim this offer. Sign up for a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make your first-time deposit of $5 or more. Place a $5-plus wager on your football team, and if they win, you win $200 in free bets. It's that easy. Just go to dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Again, that's dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Act now. This offer won't be around forever. Thanks to DraftKings. As promised, when it comes to the Rams, we have to get Kalen Jones on from The Ringer. Kalen is terrific, not just on the Cardinals Monday night game against the Rams, but also just in general, big overview, big picture from your view. I mean, you cover the league. Which game is most intriguing to you, picking one off the board or two off the board coming into this weekend?
So I think Rams-Cardinals is the most interesting game. I mean, you have all of the ingredients for what should be either a really captivating matchup one way or the other, whether, you know, they're capable, both teams are capable of playing at an extremely high level. We know about the Rams resources, what they invested to get Matthew Stafford, Odell Beckham, Von Miller, Aaron Donald already there, Cooper Kupp, who had the second most prolific receiving season of all time. There's a lot of star power there. And then even on the Cardinals side, you have Kyler Murray, J.J. Watt potentially trying to work his way back in there. I know they're without DeAndre Hopkins, but we've seen how, you know, explosive that offense can still be. So there's a lot of potential, you know, one way or the other for this game to be really exciting. And the only reason why I say one way or the other is because we've seen both teams kind of get in their own way throughout the season. They've found ways to kind of undercut the success they've had. So I'm really curious to see how that one goes down, especially since it's in that weird Monday night slot in primetime.
So a few things here. I was at the game Sunday for the Cardinals against the Seahawks, and Seattle gashed them for 5.8 yards a carry and over 200 yards on the ground. And that's been a narrative, Kalen, in this last half of the regular season, is the Cardinals defense is not good against the run, and I'm being kind. Conversely, the Rams, Henderson was beat up. Sony Michel comes in, does a little bit. Cam Akers' name's out there now. Fill me in here on the running back situation for the Rams. And if we're just looking at that, because if the Cardinals can't stop the run, they're going to get run off the field, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough proposition for them to be able to stop both, you know, Sonny Michel and Cam Akers, who's returning from his torn ACL injury, which is, you know, extremely impressive, having suffered it during the offseason. It's going to be really tough sledding for that Cardinals defensive line. I think that's why it's so important that they find a way to get J.J. Watt back on the field, because he was so integral to what they were doing in terms of being able to stop the run. And I think that there is a potential that they, you know, have a decent chance at it. Again, like you said, last week's performance against the Seahawks isn't very encouraging in that regard. I don't think Michelle or Akers are on, you know, Rashad Penny's level, the type of form that he's in right now, which is really strange to say considering the way that his career started. But that being said, we know Sean McVay is one of the most creative and most efficient play callers in the NFL. And so having, you know, this be a divisional game where you understand your opponent very well, I wouldn't be shocked at all if the Rams do find a way to really expose the Cardinals' run defense unless J.J. Watt is on the field.
What do you see out of Cooper Kupp? I mean, we can see all sorts of catches and numbers and even an MVP dark horse debate with Cooper Kupp because he's been so good. You're there in L.A. What do you see out of Cooper Kupp?
It's so unique the way that he gets open. I think it's really fascinating, not because, you know, he's such a technician as a route runner. I think that's first and foremost. He is very sharp, very advanced, very smart. And I actually spoke to two of his trainers to talk to them for a story that I wrote about his ability as a player just this past week. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, they talk about is how quickly he's able to process things. The other thing that doesn't get mentioned enough is how athletic the dude is. He really is, you know, one of the better players in terms of yards after catch. I know that he gets a lot of bubble screens. They trust him to be able to create for himself. Very tough to bring down. He's just a very heady player, and he has a really good rapport with Matthew Stafford. He seems to always find soft spots in the zone. He's arguably the best option route runner in the NFL. And so he's a really, really is a matchup nightmare. And especially for a Cardinals defense that, you know, is kind of a little bit softer over the middle of the field. Yeah. He might be able to take advantage of that going into the matchup.
Okay. So you say it, he's really athletic. If he's one-on-one with Jalen Ramsey in the offseason, or if he's standing on a basketball court with LeBron in LA, can he dunk flat-footed? I don't know. You probably don't know. But, you know, does he get Jalen Ramsey 5 out of 10? Does he get Jalen Ramsey 8? Or does he get Jalen Ramsey 1 or 10? You know what I'm saying? So, the athletic part of it with him, you just look at and say, okay, on the surface, I see some. But you're telling me his dudes say, no, there's a lot more there that we don't see.
Yeah, there absolutely is. And I know that, you know, again, like combine numbers, you know, the thing about him was he ran like a 4.62. At his combine, so why he slipped down to the third round. But you look at his short area quickness, that was something that, you know, again, at the combine, the results, that's something that's easily translatable. When you watch his game, the ability, the quick twitch ability in terms of being able to separate and beat his man in that split second, and then the pull away ability. I know that, and Matthew Stafford actually mentioned this to me, like, you don't see a lot of 80-yard, you know, touchdowns from Cooper Kupp, but there are a few plays throughout the season where he's reached, you know, 20 miles per hour, which is in that stratosphere for, you know, top speed among NFL players this past season. He's one of the faster players in the NFL, and it you wouldn't expect it because, you know, biases and whatnot, but yeah. Cooper Kupp is one of the most athletic players in the league when you talk about, you know, the full package.
Kalen Jones with us covering the NFL for the Ringer for a few minutes. There's more pressure on Matthew Stafford than Kyler Murray. Look, the Cardinals finally broke through and got to the playoffs, even though they stumbled down the stretch. Matthew Stafford, they didn't get him there to go win a playoff game. They're to get him there to play in the Super Bowl this year. So I'm just, give me a vibe in LA about this is like a speed bump. We're just going to move on because we expect the Rams to be playing in the Super Bowl. Is there more pressure on him to produce this week than Kyler?
Oh, there absolutely is. And like you mentioned, there is a little bit of concern because the consistency hasn't been there. Throughout the first half of the season, we saw Stafford play at MVP caliber level. A lot of people ready to write him in for that award, including myself. I thought, you know, this was the, you know, a culmination of everything that had come together. But over the second half of the season, we saw Stafford kind of regress in the tendencies that we've seen from him when he was in Detroit, which, you know, he has a propensity to turn the ball over at inopportune times. We know that we've seen over the past few weeks his, you know, unfortunate timing for pick sixes within his own red zone and how costly that can be in terms of digging the Rams a hole. And so I really think it's of the utmost importance that, you know, if the Rams want to, you know, reach the goal that they've expected or set for themselves this postseason, it really comes down to how well Stafford can play. Statistically, throughout his career, there's always usually been that November downturn, and then December he gets it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. We didn't really see that this past month with the Rams. I know that they were able to eke out some wins, but it didn't look as impressive as it did throughout the first half of the season. I think some of that does come down to, you know, Robert Woods not being there. I think Odell Beckham being added to the offense. I think there are certainly factors that contribute there. But ultimately, if Stafford can play at a consistent level, if he can, you know, avoid turning the football over, we saw it really literally end their regular season last week against Niners. If he's able to play smart football and clean football, then the Rams, you know, at their peak, they're right up there with the Packers, I think, for, you know, in terms of highest potential in the NFC.
All right, before I get you out of here, make sure you follow Kalen over on all of his social channels and you check out his content at The Ringer. The games this weekend, you wrote about Tom Brady, and it was a really good deep dive on what he's trying to accomplish without a whole lot around him. The Packers appear to be the favorite in the NFC. Correct me on that if you feel like so. In the AFC, wide open or not, fill me in on your views, just overall big picture playoffs.
Yeah, with the AFC, I think, you know, you're looking at the Chiefs. We're waiting to see whether they can kick back into gear. We've seen, you know, we've seen spurts of it. I can think of the Chargers game. There was the Steelers matchup, the original one. They look like a full, you know, fledged attack mode offense. But the problem is, you know, we just haven't seen the consistency again out of that Kansas City lineup that we've seen over the past seasons. I still feel that maybe they don't have that aura of inevitability. But that being said, they still have Patrick Mahomes under center. They still have Travis Kelce. They still have Tyreek Hill. And they've done this before. They've reached the Super Bowl in back-to-back season. If there's any team I expect, you know, to really take advantage of experience, I would expect it to be, you know, the Chiefs, especially when you combine it with that talent. I'm really curious to see what the Titans look like following their bye week. They're expected to have Derrick Henry back. And we know how, you know, dangerous that offense can be when he's in the lineup. I think that's another team where, you know, your quarterback with Ryan Tannehill, we've seen him also kind of have bad timing for meltdowns, we'll say, throughout the course of his career. So we'll see whether or not, you know, he can stay out of his own way. And if the Titans are able to make a run here, I think Mike Vrabel's done a really impressive job.
He's the coach of the year, Kalen. He's got to be coach of the year. With all the injuries they've had, it's not even a question.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he definitely has. Because that team I don't think anyone really expected them to be the number one seed in the AFC. And they've certainly earned it. You know, they've earned it.
I'll let you go off that. Good stuff, as always. Be brilliant. Continued brilliance. Stay well. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, Brad. Appreciate it.
There's Kalen Jones. Follow all of his content over on The Ringer, at The Ringer, and on social channels. We're back with more after this timeout.